Of him, Isaiah said, his name shall be called Wonderful. He was the light, yet he hung in darkness on the cross. He was the life, yet he poured out his soul unto death. He was the rock of ages, yet his feet sank in deep waters. He was the Son of God, and yet he died a felon's death. He was holy, undefiled, separate from sinners, and knew no sin. Yet he was made sin when he took the guilty culprit's place and suffered in his stead. He bade the weary come to him for rest, yet not on earth could he find rest until he said, "It is finished," and gave up his life to God the Father. He was the Lion of the tribe of Judah, yet he was led as a lamb to the slaughter. He was the chiefest among 10,000s, and the altogether lovely one. Yet it is written, "He hath no form, nor lordly comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him." He was the Ancient of Days, and yet he was cut off in the midst of his days. He was the Father of Eternity, yet he became the babe in the manger at Bethlehem. He was the Mighty God, and yet he became a man, and was crucified through weakness. He upholds all things by the word of his power, yet in Gethsemane an angel came to strengthen him. He was the image of the invisible God, yet his visage was marred more than any man. All the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in him, yet he took on him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. He spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Yet he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He was the desire of all nations, yet he was despised and rejected of men. Isaiah says, "His name shall be called Wonderful." And we sing with throbbing hearts, "Jesus is the sweetest name I know." And he's just the same as his lovely name. He was foretold by the prophets, conceived by the Holy Ghost, announced by the angels, worshipped by the shepherds, adored by the wise men, and loved by millions now for nearly 2,000 years. And hell, all hell, the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem, and crown him Lord of all. Friend of mine, what is he to you? Is he the one in whom you can see no beauty? Is he the one that you have rejected like the millions and multitudes of this world? In spite of the fact that he was marred more than any man for your sins, have you ever stopped to thank him? Have you ever stopped to praise him? Have you ever stopped to look upon him? Oh, so many came that day to the foot of the cross to gaze upon him, the spectacle of shame, as he hung there between heaven and earth, as he was, as though he were not fit for either, as he was spit upon, as he was abused. And friend of mine, many were there out of curiosity. What's your reason today? Have you ever by faith come to the foot of Calvary's cross? Have you ever looked up into that blood-spattered face? Have you ever seen those nail-scarred hands pierced through for your sins? Have you ever said, "Yes, Lord Jesus, I'm guilty. I'm deserving of the pit of hell. I deserve the wrath of Almighty God for all eternity. And yet today I plead your mercy. I accept your grace. I trust the Christ of the living God." And then, friend of mine, when you believe on him as Savior and Lord, you will say with Isaiah, "Yes, his name is Wonderful. Jesus is indeed the sweetest name I know. He died to redeem you. He laid down his life, pouring out his blood, that you might have eternal life." Will you trust him? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says you'll be saved. I believe it.